Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Let's all come together and get it done. Get it done, Rosie Wright. Whatever it is you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here every Saturday morning so you can phone us. Maybe you're in the middle of a project, you're stuck, and you're just not sure what that next step is. Or you're sure what that next step is, and you're sure you don't want to do it. Well, we can help you either way, whether you're trying to tackle something or you need a referral for an expert in your particular neighborhood in Arizona. Give us a ring. That's why we come every Saturday morning. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Now, there has been a COVID protocol answering message put onto that phone system. So when it answers, if you've got about all the COVID information you think you need, just press 1. And then Jennifer will pick up the phone and get your name, find out where you're calling from and what your question is, and we'll get to it just absolutely as quick as we can. I've got a question for y'all while I'm waiting for your questions. Have you ever heard of an organization called Zippia? Z-I-P-P-I-A? Zippia?
I have not.
They call themselves the career expert.
Okay.
They came out this week.
They couldn't come up with a better name, and they're supposed to be a career expert.
They're a career expert. They came out with a study ranking 99 cities as to the number one to the number 99 city best to be quarantined in.
Oh.
The number one best city to be quarantined in.
So they're experts at job hunting, but they're putting out lists on best cities.
To be quarantined in.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here's their criteria.
Is it job-based?
Not particularly.
Oh?
No. What is the average size apartment in that particular city?
Hmm.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know people quarantined in apartments in New York City that are about the size of my master closet. I would slip my throat. I don't think I could make it. So they take a look at the average apartment size of this each particular city. That's one criteria. The next criteria is the amount of acreage of city park available per resident.
Okay.
So who's rich in public parkland area? Okay. Size of apartment and public parkland area.
But not necessarily just parkland, but parkland as it relates to how many people are in the...
Just how much is accessible per citizen.
Yeah.
Okay. Third criteria, the percent of residents with broadband internet. That's a pretty critical metric on working from home, right?
Today's modern, yeah.
I mean, I've noticed if we're trying to do some video conferencing at particular times of day that seem to be...
The bandwidth is maxed.
I can feel it. If you move those meetings to like 4:30 instead of 9:30, I perceive that the quality is much better. So the percent of residents with broadband internet. And then the last criteria, and Gary, you are at ground zero
okay.
for this one. The number of quality takeout food options.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Scottsdale's still pretty open for
takeout. Oh, yeah. I mean, I do some takeout, but since this has happened, I've been doing quite a bit just to help them out.
Can you do like the fondue takeout from the Vine?
Never thought about that. Oh,
all right.
Not much of a fondue guy.
What about Sugar Bowl? Can I get a
banana split?
I'll check on Sugar Bowl. I don't know if they're open now.
Those are the four criteria, okay? So the number one city to be quarantined in.
Based on those four?
Mm-hmm. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
I absolutely believe it.
Huh? Mm-hmm. How about that? 125 acres parkland per citizen, and that has a lot to do with the McDowell Mountain Preserve, which kind of skewed things in Scottsdale's favor.
And you know, you should see how popular it is too.
Oh yeah,
you know? Oh yeah. There's some social distancing on the inclines. You got the slow people and the fast people, and of course the rattlesnake issue too. You got to keep an eye out for them snakes.
Well, Arizona Game and Fish is shouting that all over their website. That look, we've got I think 39 snake bites across the state.
That's what I
this
read
year.
In the Wickenburg Sun was 39, and I don't think there's usually.
I don't know.
Way high per year.
Well, I can tell you from the hiking I've done, I've seen more snakes this year in a shorter period of time than I've seen living here since 1966. They are out in force. And
it's just a natural cycle.
It is a natural cycle. Now, I will also tell you, back on the subject of quarantine cities, Chandler, Arizona made the top 10.
Okay.
So Scottsdale and Chandler. Now, this goes hand in hand with that survey we brought out to everybody a couple weeks ago about the best cities in the land to work from home. And Scottsdale was in the, and Chandler were both in the top 10 there. So Arizona is home to a lot of great privileged opportunities. And that I thought that was a particular funny little. Now, for me, I'd go down to Ed Curry's neighborhood. I'd want to be quarantined in Pierce or Kansas Settlement or Cochise. That's where I'd like to be quarantined.
With all those peppers?
With all those peppers and sandhill cranes and quail and wildlife and Ramsey Canyon and all those places. Absolutely. Oh, man. So, I don't know that you realize it, but, Romy, there has been what some people would call a big, big movement in bidets lately. Gotta have a bidet. I'm sitting right down. I'm feeling that water splashing around. I have a bidet. It's keeping me fresh. So whenever I kind of make a big mess, I have a bidet. I bought it at Lowe's. So come on and try out the one that I chose. In our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, it's going to be our mission this hour to help every Arizona homeowner become toilet paper independent. Absolutely toilet paper independent. Kohler Plumbing Fixtures, Kohler Factory, says that their bidet toilets demand growth is 10 times the amount of any other growth of any other product they're currently manufacturing.
That includes plumbing fixtures
me.
And
of all the plumbing fixtures they make, the bidet toilet is growing 10 times faster than any other product they have.
And I'm sure they make the attachments that go with it too.
Oh yeah, well, some of them you don't even need attachments, babe. They come fully equipped. if you're in the market, Gary, let me just tell you some of the things you can get in a
all
bidet.
Right.
Of course, heated seat. That's pretty standard anymore. But now the seats become specially coated in a stain-resistant glaze that has antimicrobial properties. We haven't even got started listing all the features. They're engineered for unparalleled personal hygiene and design excellence.
Hey, you don't need your hands. Hands free.
Intelligent toilets, and cleansing seats, that was the quote I already stated, is growing 10 times faster. The toilet includes, here you go, a touchless automatic lid with an antimicrobial glaze, heated seat that turns off automatically after 48 hours of non-usage. You can customize your experience by choosing the water temperature, the bidet position, the jet strength, and the air dryer temperature.
Sounds like you're buying a car. You know, you got the heated seats. You've got.
Does it mean cost as much?
Oh no! Wait!
Does it oscillate?
It does, but not that direction. not that direction. It does. That you can get them oscillating, buddy. That you exactly can. Now, Kohler makes one called the, I don't know if you pronounce it Numi or Numai. It's heavy. This is right straight out of the manufacturer's catalog. The Numai is heavy on the tech with a wireless touchscreen remote in 12 languages.
It's a different experience depending on your language.
And a heated seat, a foot warmer, a Bluetooth speaker, and an integrated nightlight.
How much time are you spending in there?
Well, with a Bluetooth speaker and a nightlight and a foot warmer, you know.
It should come with a language book for dummies. You know, if you don't know Spanish and you say something in Spanish and it's incorrect and suddenly the dryer goes on, you know.
Well,
I wonder what the back order log is.
None of them still as groundbreaking as Tim the Toolman. Remember he put a recliner on his?
That's right, a reclining toilet. Now, I'm going to tell you a short story, and then we're going to get to the phone callers. Kathy and Karen, we're going to get right to y'all. We have an open line if y'all want to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. But I was first introduced to the concept of a bidet many years ago, back in, I want to say it was the mid-70s. And a lot of the homeowners that we were remodeling homes for just kind of poo-pooed the idea. They said, you know, that's for civilizations that don't have showers. We have baths. We take showers every day. That's really not for Americans. That's for other places. And then I helped my sister finish building her house on Flathead Lake in Montana. And she was moving from Japan to Kalispell, Montana, to Flathead Lake, Summers Bay. And she had bought this Japanese toilet bidet.
And she had been living in Japan.
Yes. And I was there on the job when the plumber, old cowboy from Plains, Montana, in about a 1972 F-100, just like the first one I ever bought from Santa, shows up with this toilet. And he is laughing. I mean, he is laughing his hat off. And he says, this toilet comes with a plug.
Electrical plug?
So he called the...
Or like a boat plug to drain
it. No, an electrical plug. So he calls the electrician. He says, did you put a plug up there in the master bathroom behind the toilet? And the electrician said, did I do what? Oh, man. That was my introduction to the age of bidets. But I will say this. I'll come clean here.
Pun intended.
For the clients we've installed them for in the last 10 years, they will never not have a bidet.
And
they will never not have one.
The recommendation, if you're remodeling your bathroom, is to go ahead and put that plug in there, because sooner or later you probably will have
one. You will have it. Absolutely.
Now, that I'll be brief on it, but I mention it every time it comes back to this is, you know, that's more water use. And is that a smart thing to do in the desert? Well, all of our water that's flushed down into city sewers is cleaned and reclaimed. Well, how much water does it take to grow the trees? How much water does it take to make the paper? How much water does it take to transport? How much does it take to go buy it, get it to your home, use it? And then what do they clean water with at the wastewater treatment facility? What do you clean water with? You clean it with water. So by removing paper products out of our reclamation system, out of the sewers, it's actually probably the best water-saving thing we could do for our system and save our municipalities money in cleaning the supply and, you know, less use of natural resources.
Well, like I say, the movement in bidets, some could even call it huge.